Now to the trial of President Biden's son, Hunter Biden. Jury selection was all set to begin today in his tax case in federal court in Los Angeles. Then, in a major surprise, his attorney said Biden wanted to change his plea and plead guilty. NPR Justice correspondent Ryan Lucas was in the courtroom in L.A., and he's just outside the courthouse now. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Ari.
Sounds like a really dramatic day in court. What happened?
Well, it was pretty wild as far as buttoned-up federal court proceedings go, but what happened, what the judge was explaining this morning, how they would select a jury for this trial, in which Biden's charged with failing to pay $1.4 million in federal taxes. So jury selection was about to start. And then at the last minute, Hunter Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, stood up and told the court that there's no reason to proceed here because Hunter wanted to change his plea to guilty. He said, the government has overwhelming evidence, enough to convince a jury to convict. I was in the overflow room with other journalists at the time. Some of the reporters jumped up and rushed out as soon as this happened. But this last-minute move was also a huge surprise to the government. Prosecutors said in court that this was the first that they had heard of it. They wanted a chance to think it over, to look at the law. So court took a two-hour pause.
Cliffhanger. What happened when court reconvened?
Well, there was a fight over how exactly this plea would look, the legal basis for it, and whether Hunter should be allowed to do it at all. Prosecutor Leo Wise said the government was opposed to it. He said Biden should not be allowed to enter an unusual kind of plea that would have allowed him to maintain his innocence. He said that setup would have been an injustice, and he urged the court to reject that sort of thing. Biden's attorney, Abby Lowell, said that the public interest would be served by a guilty plea. It would avoid a needless trial, having the facts on record. They already would be on record. He also pointed to why Biden decided to take this step. And Lowell said that this prosecution has been difficult for Hunter Biden. He said it's been difficult for his family. And the fact that Biden family members could be called, would likely have been called to testify, contributed to this decision. And to be clear, this trial was expected to dredge up some very embarrassing details of a very dark period in Hunter's life when he was addicted to crack cocaine.
Well, what did the court decide in the end?
Ultimately, Judge Mark Scarsi, who was a Trump appointee, allowed Hunter Biden to enter this guilty plea. A prosecutor read the indictment into the factual record, all 56 pages of it. That took almost an hour and a half. But then things moved pretty quickly from there. The judge asked Hunter whether he indeed committed every element of every crime charged in the indictment. Hunter responded yes. And then the judge asked count by count through all nine counts how Hunter pleaded. And Hunter answered guilty to each one. The judge then accepted this plea, and he scheduled sentencing for Hunter, in this case, for December 16th.
Hunter Biden's first trial was a big deal in the political world because of who his father is. But now that President Biden is no longer running for office, what's the political significance of these legal problems for Hunter Biden? Does it still matter politically?
Well, they certainly do not matter to the same extent as they did back in, say, June when Hunter was convicted of gun charges in Delaware. But these legal troubles of Hunter certainly were seen as a political liability for President Biden in the middle of what was a very tight 2024 presidential race. Republicans certainly have tried to use Hunter's personal problems to hamstring his father politically. But yeah, now that President Biden isn't running for re-election, the potential political impact of Hunter's conviction here, well, his guilty plea here and his conviction in Delaware on gun charges has really kind of disappeared. This also raises the question, of course, of whether President Biden would pardon Hunter or commute his sentence. The president said after Hunter was convicted in the gun case that he would not pardon his son. And the White House press secretary told reporters today that stance has not changed.
NPR's Ryan Lucas, thank you.
Thanks, Art.